Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merritt Reyneau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gibson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is called out on strikes. One out. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Raynou moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raynou scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Grote applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Flood reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to third. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to home to double up Flood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Bacabella moves to second. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renou takes first base on ball four. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-0 in the game. Hobby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a line drive towards the mound. Hobby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Gary Kolb pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton who is chasing the ball. Boyer reaches third base with a triple. Grote scores. Kolb goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. It's Cardinals, 3, Cubs, 3. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing left field. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Hubbs moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella is called out on strikes. One out. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Renu is walked intentionally. Don Landrum pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to third. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Brock scores. Santo moves to second. It's 5-3. Cubs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 3 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground into right field. Shannon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shannon. Santos scores. Burton moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burton. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Boyer applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.